Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Dave Uram. Here's what's happening. Drivers on I-95 in Philadelphia should get ready to use their brakes a lot more than their gas pedal as crews get ready to start long-term road work. As KYW's Justin Udo reports, the amount of lanes you have to use are shrinking.
Later this summer, PennDOT crews will begin a two-year reconstruction project on I-95 at Bridge Street in the Northeast. To prepare for the construction, the north and southbound lanes on the northern edge of the interchange between Carver and Levick Streets will be reduced from 4 to 3 in a project slated to start this week.
Set up temporary construction barrier, eradicate lines and paint new line markings, get rid of the median and shift traffic on northbound I-95 over to the southbound side and the median.
PennDOT's Brad Rudolph says the reduction will start Monday night and run through Wednesday or Thursday, and it may require crews to close down additional lanes overnight as they install barriers and change road markers.
And then in late 2021, we'll pretty much reverse the pattern for reconstruction of the southbound lanes and the bridges on the north end of the Bridge Street interchange.
Throughout that time, drivers are being told to expect delays and give themselves extra time to get through the area. Princeton University is dropping Woodrow Wilson's name from one of its schools due to what they described as the former president's racist thinking. KYW's Charlotte Reese has the details.
The debate over renaming the Woodrow Wilson School has been ongoing. In 2015, a student group, the Black Justice League, held a sit-in at Princeton's president's office. Last week, two groups of students and alumni submitted demands for anti-racist action, and the Board of Trustees followed. The school will now be known as the Princeton School of Public and International Affairs. A master's student tells the Daily Princetonian that she's pleased with the action, but that she's skeptical about the university enacting change. In both petitions, students call for the university to pay reparations and divest from private prisons.
When Wilson was president of Princeton, he actively prevented black applicants from entering, and while in the White House, Wilson infamously screened The Birth of a Nation, a movie the KKK used as a recruiting tool. Earlier this month, other institutions, including Woodrow Wilson High School in Camden, voted to drop Wilson's name, citing racist policies. Camden's public school system is working on plans to resume classes in some form in the fall. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden says they're being offered a little outside help to reopen.
The Camden Education Fund was formed last year and has already provided $370,000 in grants for student laptops. Now they're offering up to $1 million to Camden schools, according to Fund Executive Director Neha Dean.
It is called the Open Doors Safe Classrooms Initiative, and it's going to provide grants of up to $100,000 to school networks in Camden to help them safely reopen for next year. Schools can use the funds to cover additional needs across a wide variety of areas, including operations, academic support, social-emotional support, and family engagement.
Between the district, charter, and Renaissance schools, there are 9 of those networks set up. Applications went out June 1st. They're due back July 2nd, and Dean says there's been a lot of interest. The fund receives support from local and national foundations with one goal in mind: to keep Camden schools on a steady road to improvement. The coronavirus appears to be casting a long shadow over our summer vacation plans. KYW's Paul Kurtz has the story.
Because of the obvious impacts of the pandemic, AAA Mid-Atlantic didn't even bother to issue travel forecasts for Memorial Day or 4th of July. Instead, it focused on what people will be doing from the beginning of July through the end of September. Among the findings, AAA's Jaina Tidwell says people are being very cautious and taking a wait-and-see approach.
They're not planning so far in advance. They're looking at last-minute travel that is likely going to be more of an overnight or a long weekend type of trip as opposed to the extended stay vacation.
And whatever type of vacation they settle on, an overwhelming 97% will drive to their destinations. Tidwell says the comfort factor is huge.
It gives families a safer, cleaner environment. You control that environment. People feel safe behind the wheel of their own vehicle.
All that driving leaves other modes of transportation in the dust. AAA projects air travel to be off by 74% this summer. Rail, bus, and cruise ship travel will be down a combined 86%. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Dave Uram. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.